بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبشر عباد الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللہ تعالیٰ لائکس وی انکریج بشر ان گڈ نیوز. گڈ نیوز مینس ایکسپلین دا ورچو یو ڈو دس اینڈ دس از دا ریوارڈ سائڈ دس بی اے فاطمی اینڈ آل دا ورک ول بیکم ایزی. In dini matters, we're not supposed to be having that attitude, I heard this, I know this already. Go on listening to it. My personal experience, sometimes you, kitabs that you come through, whether it's tafsir or hadith kitabs, you may know it, and you may have gone through it, but every time that you would look at it, you find something new. Today you read, you will come, you will get one understanding, you read the same thing again, you get a better understanding, it just goes on improving. And the question to ask is, alright, I know it, but how much of what I know is in my life? If it's in my life, is it also with conviction? So it's not just about going through a routine, doing it, and then doing it with conviction. Now that's the kamal. So you're doing it regularly, and building that conviction that I will do this, and this is the reward I will get. This is what I will do, and this is the reward I will fetch. So that's fabashshir ibad. But then, which particular servant Allah Ta'ala is referring to? الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. They listen. See, there's a difference in the meaning of سَمِعَ and istima. What the Mufassirin say, istima is to listen with adab and attention. One is I'm hearing something, alright. But one is to listen attentively with adab. So that's called istima. So the real benefit is with istima. That is why, إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا. If the Quran Sharif is recited, then listen attentively. If I heard this, attentively with adab. Attentively, what it means, I was anxious to see what the Mufassirin say. One is what we will say, let's see what they say. Because generally, Mufassirin are quite careful, quite courteous in what they are doing, and they will draw from their seniors, and their seniors will draw from their seniors, and so forth and so on. Right. One is just to employ your mind, and one is to see now what the seniors have to say. So you trace it, right, going right to the Sahaba Kiram. So let's see what they have to say. So that was their style. Rather than saying their own, they will try and trace it upwards. So when they talk about istima, they talk about two or three things. Listening to something about deen, then fastami'u. Not just fastma'u, fastami'u. So what fastami'u refers to? Listening to something attentively. And listening to it attentively, what does it mean? At the time that you are listening to something about deen, then you are not fidgeting around. Toes, scratching, touching the head, finger in the nose. And sometimes it's even worse. Sometimes they do this, and they do this. And all this is happening in namaz. So they can't ask now, but why are you looking at it? Face, front of you, can't you see it? It's happening in front of you, you'll obviously see the thing. So first, don't do these things here. And if it's, you can't resist, then very quickly remove your. But now it carries on and on. Every second, third rakat, like they're fidgeting with the nose. So there the level of concentration should be even better in namaz. Because there's two reasons. One is listening just to one discourse or recitation, there's one reason. Yeah, namaz is double reason. So one is you don't fidget with anything. Leg, hands, etc. Don't fidget. Number two, with undivided attention. So I'm listening to this, but my attention is there full focused. I'm not thinking, oh no, today is the 26th, then when will be the 27th, then when will I go home, and what's the East special like, and each day what we're going to be doing, sharing the time, how much we'll share, first part of the day, then the second part, what will you do, and what clothes you're going to wear. See, well, Shaitan does his work. See, the day he said, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. When I look at Shaitan's plan, not a second is wasted. Yes, I mean it, not a second is wasted. He said, بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطِكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And I'll push them off the path. Right? But he didn't. He doesn't waste a second. 1 second he's gone, and there. He'll jump onto you. 1 second he sees that the heart is negligent. There. He pushes himself. So, sometimes I think that Shaitan is a blessing, because if there was no Shaitan, there would have been no struggle in you, right? Would have been a struggle. And your reward is proportionate to your struggle. Sometimes back, people were doing martial arts and training and guns and all that, right? Now this fear, so they do martial arts, training, what type of things you do. So that fear sometimes, it turns out to be a blessing. Because if it wasn't this, then you wouldn't have struggled. So, 92 was it election, isn't it? 94. Before that, before 94, there was one boy from P, Bashir Evans. Remember? Bashir Evans. Humorous, keeps to himself, but humorous tabiat. So he's telling me all the jihad training that is taking place in P and all that. So now everything's over. Elections are over. He came back. 1 year later, I asked him, Bashir, how's the training? So everything stopped now. So why? So he tells me, perhaps they're waiting for the next election. So when there's a challenge, then it makes you stronger, makes you more alert, isn't it? And your reward then multiplies. But there's no challenge, and there's no effort, then how will your rewards multiply? So in all the doing of Allah Ta'ala, there is some hikmah, there is some wisdom. You exert yourself to get up, do things, so it's an exertion, right? See, at night you fall asleep, and you have to get up with tahajjud, sari, isn't that a little bit of an exertion? And more especially when it's cold, to get up, in the warm environment, go into the cool environment, toilet, wuzu, come and do namaz. And once you've got starting, then it's easy. But getting up on the bed, it's an exertion, isn't it? So So that exertion is the reward. So this فَبَشِّرْ عِبَاد, give good news. You can do it nicely. I explained once, this 3 days ago, a lovely heart will fetch the love. So make your heart lovely also. And I go one step ahead and make the house front also lovely. The hadith comes in Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi Sharif that Rahim Allahu Mur'an, Allah Pak be merciful to that person, gets up for a lovely wife and she's not getting up, so he sprinkles some water. Right? So she got up. And that hadith works the other way around also. If she got up and you're not getting up, so she sprinkles some water, but that can only apply if there's a lovely arrangement. Otherwise, the husband said, see, you tried one time, don't repeat this. See that? That means the house front, the home front, is not a lovely home front. It's a bossy style. But it was love that you have taken it like that. Imagine now, you're after some girl, right? And after much struggle, and then she got you like, she sprinkled. How you take it? With love, isn't it? What do you take it with love? So that means that the home front needs to be built into an environment of love. And with love you can achieve too much. Really, we underestimate the power of love. Nations were destroyed just because of love. What can be achieved through love? But we're not investing in that. So how do we create love? How do we bring love? The answer is replete. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِيهِ أَحْسَنْ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. There's a situation and you have quelled the situation with love. This famous story of Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Someone insulted him, saw him, right? So now, see how he responds with love. Takes a tray, some gold, whatever, and presents it to that person. So he says, in lieu of what? He said, no, you passed on your sawab to me. I just thought that I must do something good for you, because you pass the sawab to me, and I don't return. That's not the way of a Muslim. So you are spreading deen, but with love. Zazan is one of the students of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He in his day was a famous singer, flute, all that. So Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is passing by and he overhears the person. So all he says, he stops there and says, what a beautiful voice. If it was only for the Quran Sharif. What a beautiful voice. But if it was only used for the Quran Sharif. In the meanwhile, Zazan saw Ibn Mas'ud from a distance. He stopped and then he carried on. So he was anxious to know what happened. So they told him, they explained it. So immediately broke his instruments, made Tawbah, and became a good student of Ibn Mas'ud. But you see, Admiral Alim Yassab Rahmatullah says, perhaps he's quoting from Allama Iqbal, I don't know who he's quoting from, but he says, Yaqeena muhkam, amala payham, muhabbat fatiha al-alam. What? Yaqeena muhkam. So when you're listening to a deeni talk with yaqeen, he sees it, it's true. صدق الله وصدق رسوله صدق الله وصدق. But then there's enjoyment. It's deen talk, every ayat, every hadith, it is true, I believe in it. Say it also, I believe in it. Don't just leave it, I believe in it, I've got yaqeen in it, I trust in it. When you repeat something, then it goes into the heart. That's human nature. See, Coca-Cola, right? Remove the sugar and the gas, it's a pure cough syrup, isn't it? So the taste there is what? It does the gas and the sugar. Remove that then, khalas. Is it got any value? No value. Right? But now, the marketing and the advertisement is done so well. They've got a nice girl there. She got a smirk on her face. One hand she got a burger, and one hand she got a Coke. Right? Now, you see that thing, that thing captures your heart. Hey, you must try this thing. Man. So you're buying the Coke or you're buying the girl. But see how it captures the heart. So what you understand, what you see and you talk about, it affects the heart. So can't we apply the same rationale to Hadith and Quran Sharif? You hear and you listen, but you hear and listen with yaqeen. If you're talking of fastami'u, listen, but listen with yaqeen. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib says, complains. He says, now in the shop environment, there's got a Quran Sharif on. All activity is carrying on, and this side is playing. Can't we do this? Listen to the Quran Sharif for a shorter duration, but all activity, just leave it on hold. This is the word of Allah Ta'ala. This is the word of coming to us by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Jibreel, then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba Kiram, it has reached us like this. It's the unchanged word of Allah Ta'ala. Only unchanged word. Miraculous word. Nobody can bring a simile. Let me listen to it attentively. Even if it was just 3 pages that you heard. But give it all the respect. And then see the change it will bring, the dramatic change it will bring into your life. This is the word of my Allah Ta'ala. This is the word of my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Came from the heavens via Jibreel. And listen to it with that yaqeen and see what it does. It changes your whole mindset changes. But are you just like a casual thing, the Quran is playing, driving, talking, joking. So where is that going to have a magnificent effect on your life? You have like gangsters, you know, gangsters and leaders of gangs. And just one verse of the Quran Sharif is recited and it capsizes the whole life. Fuzail ibn Iyaz was a leader of the gangs. And that verse that was recited, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ, hasn't the time arrived for the believers that their hearts should tremble with the fear of Allah Ta'ala? Early part of the morning and he heard it. He couldn't hold it. He couldn't hold himself. Broke all his instruments, his weapons and all that, made tawbah, etc., whatever, and became the leader of all the awliya. But what was the catalyst? Quran Sharif. One verse of the Quran Sharif, what it does. Who was the Sahaba's name? Amr ibn Tufail. Amr ibn Tufail Dosi. Abdullah ibn Tufail. Tufail ibn Amr. So they scared him, Tufail ibn Amr, so he stuffed cotton wool in his ears. He said, don't listen to this Muhammad, don't listen. He got a magic spell. But as he comes near, so he says, see, I'm intelligent, I know what's poetry, I know what is magic. I know what is fortune telling, and I know all type of speech I know. So, I can't get tricked. Let me go and listen to him. And just a few verses of Nabi Sam, there is gone. See the effect of the Quran Sharif. But that is subject to your listening with that yaqeen. فَاسْتَمِعُوا إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا. Listen. 3 rukus, 2 rukus, whatever, but listen properly. Even if you do not understand the message, but understand that this is the word of Allah Ta'ala, and I'm listening to it because it's the word of my Allah Ta'ala. Anwar Sadat had a good relationship with Gorbachev, Russian. Gorbachev. Sometimes I forget the name, so I think of Gorabaji. So get the name right. So because there was a good relationship, so they're going across Russia and Russia to Egypt. So in one of that meetings, okay, parliament session, whatever, so as Anwar was invited by Gorbachev, so he requested that, can I bring my Qari? Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference. We don't believe in any God and hereafter and all that. But you want to bring him, you can bring him along. So he brought him along. Now, the style is, the protocol is, you start off with the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif. And he brought Sheikh Abdul Basid, right? He brought him. And he just started about five lines. Man can't control himself. One way he's crying. He can't control. Now the strange thing is, he doesn't understand Arabic. He doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala. But you see the magnificent effect of the Qur'an Sharif. Listen to it, bhai. Listen. Mera Rab ka kalam hai. Listen to it properly. Listen. Even if it's less, but listen. Know that yaqeen, that's the word of Allah Ta'ala. So, what Ali Mia Sahib is saying, yaqeena muhkam, with conviction, certainty. Remember, brothers, deen is not difficult. The obstacles we bring, we create obstacles. But if you do it the right way, you see the effect. Like I was saying now, you know, it's a cup now, container, you got all achar in that, and you put in coffee. So you're going to get that maja. No one will get that, it's spoiling that thing. So you want the real taste, then clean the thing, you'll get the right taste. So clean your heart, and then you see the enjoyment. But you don't, with a dirty, filthy heart, or 100 different type of wrong things, and you're entertaining those thoughts, fantasizing, and how is the pleasure, the happiness, and the sweetness of deen, how is it going to permeate the heart? So at least clean the heart. Worst still is, now, we're looking at television, doing all these things here, and listening to Quran Sharif also. Now as I'm saying it, see, some exclusivity for the Quran Sharif, for the word of Allah Ta'ala, some exclusivity. Around 75, television hit the shores of South Africa. Before that there was no television. It was a blessing of the Dutch government, Afrikaner government, that they initially blocked it off. We don't want it. Because they saw the corruption that it comes with. So they stopped it, vehemently stopped it. But then some external pressure, and they had to just give in. Two good things that the Afrikaner government had. One is they didn't want all this thing, because they know the immorality that comes with it. And second, I remember, for a long period, water was free. So we can't sell water. So, there may have been something not pleasant, but some things that were very good in there. This immodesty and all, they couldn't stand it. And number two, water was given free. So, some years back, I remember, I think this came out, this thing here, right? So, there's a lot of hue and cry against it. So, everybody was saying that it's a shaitan box. And those that purchased his water also, came the month of Ramadan, they will say, no, this is wrong, let's leave it aside. Whole month of Ramadan, the thing is put off. Put a gilaf or something over it, finished. We'll come back after Ramadan. But they had the respect for Ramadan. So when you respect these things of deen, then your home also grows with respect. Respect in your home, there's deen in your home. Because you're respecting the things of Allah Ta'ala. Alright, not full maybe, but to some extent you are respecting it. Now the same television, the movie is inside the masjid. Don't hear youngsters coming to the masjid and watching things. In a deen environment, pure deen environment. And the irony is you don't even feel guilty of what we're doing. One is to feel guilty of doing something wrong. Yeah, you'll do that, you see all the wrong things, and invite others to come and see. And we don't feel the guilt, the wrong in our hearts. So, just this morning we read the hadith. Man qala la ilaha illa mukhlisan, this morning. And then, an explanation from Imam Ghazali, alhamdulillah. Yeah. So, where the person gets deprived of iman. Two things he mentioned. One is excessive sin, right? And second, discreet wrongs, but discreetly doing it. So both things are disasters. You know? When there's excessive wrong, and when you're doing wrong, but discreetly, like nobody knows about it, so you think now I'm covered. Discreet means not that you're doing it concealed, no. It is concealed from the eyes of people. He gave example. Like you divorce your wife thrice, right? But you're still living with her. Now, because that was done quietly, the whole world doesn't know about the divorce that you issued. So you think nobody knows about it. And you're living like with her as normal. So now we'll do things, sort of, and then death overcomes. So you're dying in the state of haram. But wealth is not, it doesn't belong to you. You have to give it to the heirs, right? And then you're not giving it. You keep the control. So now we'll give it to him slowly. The business has to run, making 101 excuses, right? But you get those Muslims, alhamdulillah. You talk to them about 2 months or 3 months ago. Some person passed away. So within 2 or 3 days, a big estate, but they wrapped it up straight, finished. Come what may. But you speak to them, they got some dini consciousness and awareness, they want to do it. So these topics must be spoken about regularly. The least we can do is to commit the wrong and acknowledge, admit I'm wrong. But if we commit the wrong and then want to justify, argue, dispute the thing. See the Bani Israel, Allah speaks about. How the divine stick came on them. How it came. So he says that he saw him on the first day doing wrong. Nahahu, stopped him. Then he saw him again doing the same thing. Fama mana'ahu ayyakuna akilahu wa sharibahu wa jalisahu fadarab Allahu uluba ba'dihim bi ba'din. Then he saw him doing it again now. You casual meeting him, sitting, talking. So you don't feel indifferent. You don't have an indifferent feeling. All these things are applicable to this gadget. I ask you, can you think of any perceivable guna that this thing doesn't contain? Any perceivable wrong that this thing doesn't contain? Can you think of it? Every perceivable guna in this thing. Everything. What a masterpiece of shaitan, huh? See, everything is perceivable is jammed in here. So, then, now you're watching these things here, and daraballahu kulubun, then you become indifferent, you feel like normal, sorry, so what's wrong in that? So what's wrong if I see? So you have an indifferent attitude. You don't feel wrong about the wrong. And then hours are gone in that. I was asking some youngsters, an average youngster, about how much of time goes into it. He said, nothing, average youngster, at least 3.5-4 hours. At least 3.5-4 hours just goes in this nonsense. So, alright, how much benefit you derive from? Nothing. But the attachment, the bond is so thick. You know, what really shook me, the attachment is so much. I remember doing Ghusl for one chacha. And his child is watching these things here. We did a ghusl here, and the child, he must be about 25 or 24, he's watching this thing here. Now we took it to the Qabristan and lowering it. In the Qabr, again he's got his phone. You see the effect that it has, the disaster. So you feel scared. It's not that you feel angry, but you feel scared now. What's going to happen to this coming generation? Every perceivable guna in that thing is contained. And if it is that, yes, some cases you have managed telling me that we stopped the child from these gadgets. So he's going to a school. So there's people in the school, private school, Muslim private school, but a little bit of a wealthy class. Not very wealthy, but a little bit wealthy. So they saw this child here doesn't have the phone. So they made the phone available to the child. So if you don't have it, then they make it available to you. So see how complicated it becomes. Then the whole mindset, mind changes. He thinks differently, he behaves differently, he sees things differently. I know my mother, marhum, she said, I find it difficult now to go and visit also. Sometimes it's friends and all that, so someone passed away, so they go. I find it difficult because their own families are coming in. Someone passed away or something, they go and bewa, you know. So their own family will come and sit there. But that youngster, young girl, 22 years, 19, 22, be carrying on, you know, talking something, deen, etc. And they glued onto this thing. They're oblivious of what's going around. Now is a time where you're supposed to be offering condolence, and they stuck to this thing here. Then you get a similar situation. Now, the namaz, the salam, they're hardly finished. And after the namaz is, Allahumma anta salam, astaghfirullah, and making dua. Right? Then tasbih al-fatihin. Now, straight after the salam, as though this is now the sunnah after namaz. Straight after namaz. Right? For Allah's sake, make tawaf from these things. You know, it's such a disaster. I feel very, very, very afraid. When I see this baby, I feel very afraid. In logo ka kya hoga? What's going to happen to this new generation? And then it's every parent's duty, you must look after them. See, our parents, right? It was their compassion, their grace, that they passed on the deen to us nicely. So we got whatever we got, but because of their blessings. Now, should we be selfish in not passing it to the next generation? They went through some difficulty, whatever, just to ensure that the deen is passed to us nicely. Now we got it, and we become complacent. We don't give it to the next generation. Are we playing our part? You know, deen can be likened to a relay. You know, relay race. So relay race got two parts to it. One is the baton and one is the distance. So the baton must be passed, but within that time. The distance must be covered within that time. Isn't it? So there's three people in the race, or four people in the race. Each person has to see that he covers the time in the covers the distance in the time, right? And he must pass the baton. So deen is like that. One is you've got the baton of responsibility. What? Baton means responsibility. You have to pass it on to your next generation, your children, whoever, you have to pass it on. And you've got a limited time. Does anybody come to this world with unlimited time? Time is limited. You don't know how long when, but the day you parting, that you must be quite happy, mashallah, you know, I passed it on to the best of my ability, right? Today, Mawlana read Surah Zukhruf, right? Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, you know, passing that baton of responsibility. Now see how Allah says it. قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ I've broken away from you. كَفَرْنَا بِكَ وَبَدَعْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ There's hatred. So, anything that is anti-Islam, then we part away. part of this. And he made a point of mentioning it. Because why? Because it's not to do with Islam, it's different to Islam. When it's different to Islam, then we break away from it. Right? And it's surprising, you know, we give someone our word, we'll honor it. Won't we honor it? I'll meet you at this time. So we don't want to be 1 minute later. The payment is due like this, so I want to honor the payment, isn't it? But the most shocking thing is, every day in our life, we're making a commitment with Allah Ta'ala, and like that is happening. Every day, we are promising Allah Ta'ala. And then, we carry on our lives like nothing happened. See, in the Dua Kunut, right? Don't we say, وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. Every day, don't we do that. وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. Labak, we leave, we forsake those people who disobey you. Right. Now, I ask you, how many of us consider this promise, an undertaking as an undertaking? This commitment as a... Your friend, you made a promise, and you respect, you honor the promise. Your supplier, you made a promise, and you honor the promise. But you make a promise with Allah Ta'ala every day, and then you don't even bat an eye. Just out of the masjid, then again, same styles, ways, music, everything can carry on. Do you understand with whom we made a promise? Musa alayhi salam, when he saw his people not towing the line, not conforming, right? He was supposed to be going fighting with the Amalika. So, when Allah closes this whole story, he ends the story, Musa alayhi salam dua. He says, La amliku illa nafsi wa akhi. Allah Ta'ala, I'm only in control of myself and my brother. So what's the last words? Fafruq baynana wa bayna al-qawm al-fasiqin. Allah Ta'ala, create a separation. Separate us now. See that? What he says? Fafruq baynana. Because I work with these people. You have to go to the Amalika. Allah Ta'ala is promising you. But they won't just come on. So when they bent on their disobedience, so what is the closing words of Musa alayhi salam? La amliku illa nafsi wa akhi, fafruq baynana wa bayna al-qawm al-fasiqin. Just divide us, separate us. How will we be there for the party, for the bride? Everything will be there. And we don't show any indifferent attitude. That is violating commands of Allah Ta'ala, breaking it. No, but the only thing we can see is, you know, ijabatu da'i is a faraz, you know. Everything else can carry on. And you are asked not to keep with these people here. But the only thing comes into your mind is ijabatu da'i. Everything else is forgotten. So, Al-Imam Sahib is a poetry, yaqeena muhkam. And then, amal al-payham. It mustn't be only yaqeen. It must translate in your behavior. This is why I got too much of yaqeen. But you're practicing. Not only yaqeen, but there must be a practice. Yaqeena muhkam. Amal al-payham. And then he ends the whole line. Mahabbat fatiha alam. And you want to conquer the world, then you conquer it with love. They say, akhlaq se jeette hai, aur mohabbat se maarte hai. What? Akhlaq se jeette hai, aur mohabbat se maarte hai. We win the person with mohabbat. We conquer the person's heart with mohabbat. Ali bin Abi Talib gave one story, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya. Muhabbat, you see. How to win people. Sometimes you have to meet, like how you go in Gush now. Every type of person you go and meet. So how are you going to meet? Now, Nizamuddin Awliya is centered in Delhi, central Delhi, right? So all the hierarchy, government offices, all are coming to him. They're coming to him. He himself, a life of austerity, hardly eating anything, and no comforts. But the gifts are just pouring in. Every day, literally, millions are coming in. And by the night, everything is distributed again. Gifts are coming in. By the night, is given. And his dry bread or chutney, whatever, every day is fasting. Right. So, one person thought to himself, let's see if this is a real buzrug or not. You know? Because he just takes the gifts, hardly sees what's in it, and he gives. Because the gift will come with the wrapper, isn't it? So he hardly opens that thing and he just gives. This is for him, this for that. So one person thought, let me play a trick. So he got a nice wrapper and he put stuffed sand inside. You know? So, as usual, Hazrat is distributing all the gifts. When he came to this one here, he said, "So ye, to mere aankho ka surma hoga. I will use it as a surma of eye." That part broke down. Okay, what I tried to do, and how he turned that thing with love. I tried to humiliate him and disgrace him, but he warned me with love. See. So, if it is any button that we can win people, it's the button of love, muhabbat. But then, muhabbat khud tujhe adab muhabbat sikha degi. Muhabbat will teach you, love will teach you, the moves that you need to make. You know? One student, Dora, about 19 years, young boy, he says, "What is the adab of muhabbat?" He's asking me now, "What is the adab of muhabbat?" I said, "See, any person got married, he went and learnt all the adab. Once you said nakahtuha, that muhabbat will teach you, take the flower, take this one here, isn't it? Won't he teach you the right move? This is the move that you need to do now, today, tomorrow. You got used to brushing your teeth, brush your teeth well. See that perfume is right. Clothing is right, you are smelly. So who's teaching you? Love is teaching you. Love will teach you that lesson. But show love, that love will teach you. So show love to Allah Ta'ala. And then, when you show love to Allah Ta'ala, He will teach you. See what you must do. And how you learn that love for Allah Ta'ala, see His favors. Just look at His favors. Just one small favor I showed everybody, you know. See, your feeding and an animal's feeding, right? Both are Allah's creation, isn't it? You and a dog and you. As being a creation, you're both identical, isn't it? But the food that you give it, the bone, you just throw it on the ground. Sand, all that, I think, relish that thing and eat it, right? But your food when you're torn, right? There's so much of preparation going in that food, number one, right? Then there's a dastarkhan for Mr. Khan, right? Isn't it? There's a nice dastarkhan, clean, crisp, right? Then there's at least 2-3 types of achar, some chutney, cold water, juice, your plate, right? 2-3 varieties of food, right? And served now is hot, huh? Right? The rotis, I know how it happens. You sat down, say, "Please come now, quick now, quick now." Then insist now, right? And you sit down, and the roti is on the tawa, and they want you to have it hot, hot. Garam, garam. Doesn't it happen? As though you're doing them a favor, eating the hot food. But you see that love, Allah put in their hearts, to pass it on to you. So where the love is coming from? Do you ever think where the love is coming from? That chip of love Allah instilled into her heart to pass it on to you. But now, do you appreciate that? See the hand of Allah Ta'ala, and then just build on that love. And when you build on that love, you'll cry. Allah, you're so lovely. You're so compassionate. And what a namak haram I am. See, you'll think of that. Then you want to come online. But just think of the love of Allah Ta'ala, and then that is enough to push you forth. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib ilayh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكروا الذاكرون وصلي على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألف ألف مرة اللهم صلي على روح سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح وصلي على جسد سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصلي على قبر سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصلي على بدن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأبدان اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه الحي القيوم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إن تغفر تغفر جما وإن يعبد لك لا لما ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم أرنا الحق حق وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطل وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين Oh my beloved Allah, Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most merciful, compassionate Allah, O the one that favors us from the time we are born and forever, your favors know no bounds. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you forgive us for our shortcomings. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko darguzar farma, humare khataon ko maaf farma. O Allah, all of your servants have gathered here, as if we are on a journey. It is indeed a journey. O Allah, many have got white beards. O Allah, many have got ailments and pains. O Allah, as Zakariya alayhi salam express his old age and tiredness and pains. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبَ وَلَمَّا كُمْ بِدُوَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّا O Allah, in our different conditions that we are going through, as travelers who are traversing from this world to the Akhirat, O Allah, we are asking you to assist us on this journey. Ey Allah, hum sab nikle ek maqsad ke liye. Ey Allah, is maqsad ko pura farma de. O my Allah, we have come out for an objective and we want to attain something. Koi hume puche hum kya mangte hai. Hum apne Allah se Allah mangte hai. Somebody asks us, what is it that we want at this time? Oh my beloved Allah, so many of the servants across the world may have asked for other things, but oh Allah, we're raising our begging bowls in your house. We're raising our begging bowls after your grace upon which we have said and praised you, of your grace that we have recited Durood Sharif, of your grace that we're in the company of people who are your close friends. Oh Allah, we're asking you from you. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. You become ours and make us yours, Ya Allah. To hamare banja hame apne bana le. For too long, my beloved Allah, we have sold ourselves to the world. For too long we have sold ourselves to the whims and fancies and nafs and shaitan. For they have ganged up against us and they have dropped us so many times. But oh my beloved Allah, He has taken a promise to mislead us on different sides, but You will protect us, Ya Allah. You will protect us, and once again You give us a chance, Ya Allah, in different forms, be it itikaf, be it in the company of the Buzrugan-e-Deen, be it going in the path of Allah, be it in talim and talum, be it through muraqabah, in which ways You have made arrangements for us. The deen is dastarkhan that You have presented us with. Hi, my Allah, You are so merciful. Oh Allah, continue to shower Your mercies upon us, Ya Allah. Your karam knows no bounds. We don't deserve, yet You continue to give. Oh my beloved Allah, hamare taraf se hai khata hi khata, lekin tere taraf se hai ata hi ata. From our side is only wrongs, and from our side is only all misgivings. And oh Allah, what we are presenting, in reality, Ya Allah, we don't deserve anything. Oh Allah, we do not deserve a drop of water, but Your karam knows no bounds. Shukar Mawla, shukar Ya Malik, that You have given us so much. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, halaka shukru kullu. La nuhsi sanan alayk, anta kama asnita ala nafsik. We thank You for Your ni'mats. Wa in tauddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. Oh my beloved Allah, where do we start to appreciate Your ni'mat? We'll never be able to enumerate them. For in one ni'mat, there's so many ni'mats and gifts and bounties. Ya Rabbi Kareem, continue to shower Your ni'mats upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us now, then and forever. And oh Allah, the ni'mat of entering into Jannatul Firdaus, bila hisab kitab, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Allahumma inas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah, wa na'udhika min sakhatika wa ghadbika wal naar. Ya Azizu, Ya Ghaffar. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the halawat of ibadat. Oh Allah, give us a taste of ibadat. Oh Allah, make us Your true servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us fulfill that what we have been sent for, Ya Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Oh my Allah, let us worship You the way we are supposed to worship You, and take us to the levels of marifat through Your grace, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we completely admit we are extremely weak servants of Yours. We are extremely weak servants of Yours. Oh Allah, I'm the weakest of the lot. Oh Allah, we are presenting our case to Malikul Mulk. We're presenting our case to Fa'alu Lima Yurid. We're presenting our case to our Rabb. To our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Oh Allah, our case is that of a broken ship, Ya Allah. And this world is such that it is tossing us from pillar to post. We are bashing against rocks, my beloved Allah. The icebergs that are breaking our hulls, my Allah. Oh Allah, this hull of Ruhaniyat is being thrashed and brushed around. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we're complaining to You, Ya Allah. Innama ashku basi wa huzni ilallah. While the world may complain of some loss of something, we are complaining of this loss of ruhaniyat, oh my Allah. Turn our heart in the right direction, Ya Allah. Say us in the right direction, Ya Allah. Ye bandargah ko hume dikha de. Show us where the harbor of Your love, my beloved Allah. Take our ship across and blow the winds of hidayat for us, Ya Allah. You are Hadi al-Hadi Jalla Jalaluhu. Oh Allah, walakinna Allah yahdi may yasha. You will give hidayah to whomsoever You want, Ya Allah. Make us among those who will be guided, Ya Allah. Please save us from being misguided. Save us from the asbab of misguidance. Allahumma ahdina wahdi bina. Waja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Ya Rabbi Kareem, correct our business dealings, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us deal in the correct way that we're supposed to follow, and let us not do anybody down. Ya Allah, we cannot reach that day as muflis and kangal and bankrupt people on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. Every deal and everything that we work, whether I'm employed or employing, Ya Allah, harek ki hukuk pura karne ki tawfiq naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, let us remember these words. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat imanukum. Ya Allah, let us have the mercy on our subordinates. Let us not do anybody down and break anybody, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if in our rights have been broken, O Allah, give us a tawfiq to forgive. For your love, Ya Allah. For verily you have said, Wal qazimin al ghayz, wal afina anin nas, wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. O Allah, make us among those that can forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us those that have your mazharul awsaf, that we have this quality to forgive people, Ya Allah. That we have this quality to forget, Ya Allah. And we have this quality to overlook, my beloved Allah. Make us the embodiment of what we are being taught, by Hazrat, Ya Allah. Make us the embodiment of what is the demand of the Quran. Make us the embodiment of the teachings of Janab-e-Pak, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. In the lines of society, let us be those who serve, Ya Allah. Let us work for the cause and not the applause. Oh Allah, save us from riyakari. Save us from ostentation. Ya Allah, let us be those that will make ibadat and be on the sirat al-mustaqeen right till the very end. Ya Allah, we do not want that there must be tainted amal to be presented in your court. Wa la yushrik bi ibadati rabbihi ahada. Oh Allah, we don't want anyone to be included in what we are doing. Let us do it solely and wholeheartedly for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamare niyat ko durus farma de. Let us check our niyat, Ya Allah, to have that focus and a hawk's eye on our heart all the time. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we complain to you of the different conditions in the world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to help us, Ya Allah. Conditions are from you, and you will remove the conditions. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. What has come from you. What will be removed from you. Subhanak, my beloved Allah. Jitna tu paak hai, itna na paak hu, Ya Allah. How pure you are, so impure we are. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Inni kuntu minaz zalimeen. Ya Allah, you help us in our condition of this ummah that we are going through, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you relieve us from our pain, Ya Allah. Wa najjaynahu min al-gham. Ummat ghutan mein hai mere Mola. Ummat ghutan mein hai mere Mola. They're suffocating, Ya Allah, in the different levels of darknesses, in the different levels of suffocation, be it a ruhani suffocation, be it a physical suffocation, be it a financial suffocation, be it an emotional suffocation. Aaj mere Mola is khanka se, Ya Allah, hum ummat ke bare mein dua kar raha hai, Allah. Ummat bada, Allah, your Nabi made an ummat. Your Nabi finished himself for an ummat. Today this ummat is being kicked from pillar to post like a soccer ball, Ya Allah. This ummat is being tossed around like rags, and this ummat has got no respect. Ya Allah, hamare ghutan ko ya khatam farma. Wa kadhalika nunjil mu'mineen. Ya Allah, you help the mu'mineen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on behalf of the mu'mineen throughout the globe, Ya Allah, where can we say, which country can we take and say that they are not going through some difficulty? Oh Allah, the brothers and sisters of Syria, of Sham, Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina, wa barik lana fi Shamina. Oh Allah, the people of Turkey, the people of Myanmar, oh Allah, whether it is Sudan, whether it is Palestine, Baitul Muqaddas, Ya Allah, whether it is throughout the globe, the people are going through difficulty. Mawla-e Kareem, hamare tuti puti dua, inke liye kabool farma de. Oh Allah, we ourselves in this country, we're going through so much of different conditions. Oh Allah, you give us afiyat. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afiyah, dawam al-afiyah, wa shukran al-afiyah, rabbil alameen. You can make the mamla of afiyah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we thank you for your grace, Ya Allah, that you have given us the ability to come to this gathering. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, we need this advices what have been given to us. Oh my Allah, you make us understand it, Ya Allah. You are the one that gives tafakkur fi deen. You are the one that opens up the heart. Allahumma aftah akfala kulubina bi nuri marifatik wa bi nuri zikrik. Oh Allah, there's a lock, Ya Allah. We don't know which key to use. Mawla-e Kareem, you will show us the key. You will take us across. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq. Give us the tawfiq to make amal on what is being taught to us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us not have reservations, Ya Allah. Let us not have Ya Allah, this thought that now these things are just by the way, make us serious in the line of tasawwuf. Ya Allah, make us serious in the line of suluk. Oh Allah, let us progress day by day. You help us across, Ya Allah. Like how a father, when he's teaching his child how to walk, he puts cushions on the side and he ushers the child, and if he's about to fall, he catches the child in time. Oh my Allah, we are your servants. Hamare justajoo mein hamare madad farma. Hamare madad farma, Mawla. We cannot do it without you. We have put our tools down to understand. Humse nahi ho sake, Ya Allah. We can try, but then we fail. We can try, but then we fail. And we have failed a million times. But how beautiful you are, my Allah. That you gave us a chance to try again. That you gave us a chance to try again. And again and again, Mawla-e Kareem, tu hamare madad farma. Ya Allah, let it not be that we derailed because of some concealed and discreet sin. Let us not be derailed and then in the end we suffer. Ke hamare bad amali ki bhugat na chahe. Ya Allah, let it not be that we lose out at that time. Ilhal alameen. Ya Allah, these are your servants, Ya Allah. By your grace, we have all fasted, Ya Allah. By your grace, we have done ibadat. Hamare sehri ko kabul farma, roza ko kabul farma, namaz ko kabul farma, taraweeh ko kabul farma, dua ko kabul farma, yahan ke bayanat aur talimat ko kabul farma. Oh my beloved Allah, so much of your ni'mat just made arrangement for us, Ya Allah. From the time we have come in, Ya Allah, every piece of arrangement made for us. What a deeni dastarkhan, what a ruhani dastarkhan. Ya Allah, we are farigh al-zihn, our vehicles are placed well, our shoes are placed well, placed to rest, placed to eat. Oh Allah, and what gems and jewels are being dished out to us. Hi my Allah, hi my Allah, if only one that is weak is me that has not appreciated. Oh Allah, change my condition of unappreciativeness to the shakirana mizaj, Ya Allah, that I can learn to appreciate. And hi my Allah, lain shakartum la azidannakum, and you open up your ni'mats upon us more and more. Oh my Allah, each and everyone that is here, they've got some dua in their life that they want to be accepted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is the dunyawi hajat, whether it is the dini hajat, something that they're going through in their life, Ya Allah. You are alimum bizati sudur. Oh Allah, you know what is in their heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I do not have the ability to ask for everyone's duas, what they are going through. But oh my Allah, you have that all-encompassing ability to accept everybody. This is your quality that you hear everyone and answer everyone, Ya Allah. You have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Oh Allah, everyone is raising their begging bowls here. And they got their needs, Ya Allah. Some have got children of marriageable age. Give them suitable partners. Some are in financial constraints. Make a way out for them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. Some are going through a difficult in the taqwa. Some are going through difficult in the spiritual conditions. Ya Allah, you show them the way, my Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever way, whatever a person is going through in difficulty in this entire gathering, and on behalf of the ummah, Ya Allah, you take out a way for them, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are the one that took out Yunus alayhi salam from the stomach of the fish. You have done it and shown us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we also in the stomach of our problems. Ilah al-alameen, hamare masla ko hal farma de. Hamare masla ko hal farma de. Ilah al-alameen, day by day increase our bond with Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, complain to you that the ummah has turned their back to Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have found other ways and other patterns more beautiful. Hi, my Allah, how that must be hurting the heart of Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, upon our Nabi, billions and billions of durood musan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let that heart of his be at rest, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and change the condition of mankind that they do not hurt Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilah al-alameen, make us true servants who will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fattabi'uni, give us that ability to make that ittiba. Ittiba'i sunnat, Ya Allah, to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naqsh-e qadam hai jannat ke raasta. Let us have the love for sunnat, Ya Allah. Too long our heart has been given to other things. It has been given to destinations. It has been given to wealth. It has been given to our families. Indeed, Ya Allah, there is ta'lim for us to love our families. But oh Allah, what has been gone? Now it has come into the level where people have given preference to everything else besides Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change our heart once again. Ya Allah, make us true ones that follow Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to follow the Sahaba. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Each and every one of us. Each and every one of us, Ya Allah. We are in this gathering, Ya Allah, in this night. What we are asking for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what we are asking for, Ya Allah, is that all this ta'aleem that has been given, Ya Allah, it's not humanly possible to remember everything, but oh my Allah, you imbue it in our heart, you imbibe it in our heart, and make us the apparency that can come in our life. Oh Allah, bless Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Damat Barakatum, with a long life with afiyat, keep his shadow over us with afiyat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless all his family members as well. Oh Allah, those of his family that have passed away, fill the qabr with noor. Oh Allah, bless his siblings, and bless all his progeny to come. Ila al-alameen, whatever is the mansha of Hazrat Mufti Sahab, whatever is his projection that he wants for the deen to come alive, Ya Allah, by your grace, Ya Allah, let him realize it, Ya Allah. Let him see it and cool his mind that it can come to fore, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those things that are hurting the heart of Hazrat, Ya Allah, especially this phone culture that has come up, oh Allah, give us a tawfiq, Ya Allah, that we can bring reports to him, in which now the ummah is also taking some lesson from this and going in the right direction. Ya Allah, every work of deen, Ya Allah, in a kabul farma de. Ya Allah, ta'lim and ta'allum work, be it in darulum form or maktab form, or in the writing form, Allah, sab ko kabul farma. Ya Allah, tazkiya kaam ko kabul farma. Wherever there are zikr halka is taking place, Ya Allah, sab ko kabul farma de. Ya Allah, dawat o tabliq ko kabul farma. Allahumma jal ijtima'ana, ijtima'an marhuma. Ya Allah, make it easy for us at the ijtima'. Oh Allah, we're working in a condition of fasting. Ya Allah, people are tired. But oh my Allah, through a barakat of zikr, through a barakat of dua, Ya Allah, you'll make our work come easy. Wa ufawidu amri ila Allah, inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever other work of deen is taking place, whether people know about it, don't know about it, Ya Allah, sab ko kabul farma. Ya Allah, is khanka aur madrasa ke muntazimeen ko kabul farma de. Ya Allah, to the person that is offloading our garbage here, to the person that is the darban that by the gate, Ya Allah, sab ko kabul farma de. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, all the different articles that are being read by Maulana Zakaria Sahab, Ya Allah, inhe kabul farma de. Ya Allah, the huffaz and ulama making the tarawih, inhe bhi kabul farma de. Everyone who we know, we don't know, Ya Allah, that has made this puzzle of ruhaniyat come together, Ya Allah, you give them sa'adat idareen. And everyone that has come here, Ya Allah, whether they have come for one split second or they have come for the full time, sabko kabul farma de. Ya Allah, your rahmat is like rain. It encompasses everybody. Oh Allah, give everybody something and some share. Ya Allah, give them the Eid. Give them the Eid to go, Ya Allah. Ke fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Let everybody experience this, Ya Allah. That they get something from you, Ya Allah. You indeed, you are giving us so much. But that ruhaniyat that we are asking for, what we are trying for, Ya Allah, open up that locks in our heart. Ila al-alameen, those are the sick and ailing, give them shifa-e kamila, ajila daima mustamirra. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those people that have taken a qasam and helped them to destroy deen. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, you bear witness. Allahumma ashhad, you bear witness, Ya Allah. We are asking hidayat for them first, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Make them our brothers. Make them our hami. Oh Allah, as you change the heart of Khalid ibn Walid, and he became an assistant to deen, as you change the heart of Umar ibn Khattab, and what merits came to Islam upon his Islam, upon his accepting Islam, oh Allah, we ask you to give them hidayat. But oh my Allah, if they're hell-bent like the Abu Jahl of the time, if they held like the Farayin of the time, if they held bent like Utba, Utayba and Shayba, oh my Allah, then you unleash your weapons upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, too long they have taken this ummah and this done what they want to do with it. Oh Allah, we ask you to give them hidayat, but if hidayat is not written for them, Ya Allah, hamare rasta se unko nikal de. Ya Allah, inke sajish ko fail farma de. Ya Allah, this evolution theory, fail it, my Allah. Ya Allah, this LG culture, fail it, my Allah. Oh Allah, all the Satanism culture, fail it, my Allah. And oh Allah, what we supposed to do, Ya Allah, let us do that, which will be assistance in failing it. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not know what to ask for, how to ask for it. What my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked to be granted, Ya Bari Ta'ala, you grant us that. With afiyat, Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri, مَا سَأَلَكَ مِنُ نَبِيُّكَ وَحَبِيبُكَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَنَعُوذُكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا اسْتَعَاذَكَ مِنُ نَبِيُّكَ وَحَبِيبُكَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنْتَ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَعَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ يَا رَبِّ كَرِيم يَا رَبِّ كَرِيم give us the quality of istiqamat. Give us the quality of istiqamat. Yeah, let us not be shaken and fall once again. For million times we have fell and we have picked us up. Oh Allah, you continue to keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hamare madad farma, hamare madad farma. Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abada. Ala habibika khairi khalki kullihimi. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyul ummi. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.